All right. I had the young people come in early because Connor had some exciting news to share with me. And if you want to sit, you can sit for a minute here, and he's going to share some exciting news for you. What was it that happened this week, Connor?
So this week during VBS on the last day, Wednesday, I got saved. So the reason why I got saved is we were praying and we were talking about being saved. So I decided I really need to get saved. So I decided to accept God into my heart, and then I told him that I believe every single letter in the Bible. And then I confessed to all of my sins.
Amen. Yeah. And you notice he knew the ABCs of getting saved.
Yeah.
This is a product of faithful teachers, Vacation Bible schools, Sunday schools, Children's Chapel. And we've been praying for Connor for a long time. And we're going to continue to pray for Connor. But you've heard his confession of Jesus Christ, because you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And so he comes as a candidate for baptism, and I kind of have to say we should baptize the young man because he's gotten saved. Amen. So I think we have to have like an official vote on that or something, don't we, Miss Linda? She's our clerk, and so... Do I hear a motion that we got a couple so moves there from Brian and Cletus. You can take your pick, and one of them will be the second. And so you've heard his testimony. All those in favor say amen.
Amen.
All right. So then we'll plan on baptizing you next week is kind of what mm-hmm. you were asking for. Does that work with your family?
Yep.
Okay. That'll be the plan. Well, this morning, what we're going to do is we're going to finish our invitation with a word of prayer. And at the end of prayer... going to come up and we're going to give Connor, welcome him into the family of God because he's been saved. This is the hand of Christian fellowship if you're into the technical terms. And then next week we'll baptize him and we'll welcome him into our local body of the church fellowship. But I'm excited. Where's a discipleship at work?